You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The federal government has just launched a new campaign to encourage Indigenous Australians to start a career in the care and support network. And with me to talk about this, I've got Carly Wallace, Senior Advocate at First Peoples Disability Network. Carly, welcome to NITV Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is said that this is a sector that has got a lot of opportunities, and yet very few First Nations people get involved in this sector. Why is it so?
I think there's probably been mixed messages about this sector over the years, and just probably not enough of our mob knowing that it's something we could actually be a part of and do as a career. I've been a kinship carer for my little brother for the last 10 years when our mum passed away, so I kind of fell into caring and support as his carer under a child safety at the time, and that then kind of led me into more work in the disability sector, where I work as a senior advocate now for First Peoples Disability Network. But I guess it wasn't ever something that I set out to do as a career. It's just something that I found, and I've found it now to be really really rewarding, and something that has really helped me juggle kind of work life and family life with my caring duties. And it's also made me realise, you know, how many of our mob in community need support in disability, aged care, or even veterans affairs across that care and support sector. So I think, over the years, people don't really have a grasp on what that the sector actually looks like, you know, what that might mean. Before coming to the disability sector, I was working in media and communication, so that was a whole nother world away. And when I had to kind of leave that industry to look after, you know, a teenage brother, it was like, what can I do that's going to be flexible and actually help me? I didn't necessarily have a lot of experience in the disability sector, but I think naturally, as an Aboriginal person, we are a caring community, and I just kind of transferred those skills. So there's lots of different roles that you can do as care and support, you know, from being kinship to going out and taking aunties and uncles, other community members out and about, going to elders groups. It's not just, you know, going around and taking care of their health needs. It's really about the whole well-being of somebody, and also the healing aspect of our culture and looking after people.
You're thrown into it because of life circumstances, and many of us actually get thrown into this unprepared, just because someone in the family has had an accident or just something has happened, and you find yourself in a position where, of course, you have, it's your brother in your case, in other people's lives, it's their parents or even their own children. So it's something that can happen to anyone, and we all have to be able to step in. But this is on a professional capacity. And you also worked at the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with a Disability. What experience did this bring to you, and how did this enrich your career in working with people with disability?
I did take up a role at the Disability Royal Commission, and I was there for about a year and a bit. And, you know, it really opened up my eyes way more than what I thought I knew about disability and the rates of disability in our community. And I don't, you know, a lot of my job now as an advocate for FPDN is getting people to advocate for their own rights, you know, their rights of people with a disability and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with a disability specifically. I think we tend to just live with disabilities in our communities. Our mob, we don't always see disability. We treat everyone the same. But sometimes that means that we may leave our family or our mob behind because we aren't seeing their needs, you know, whether that be a child with fetal alcohol syndrome or ADHD, or, you know, I'm just stating a couple, but working at the commission really opened up my eyes to, you know, what is disability in our communities? How does that look? And, you know, how do we stop some of this violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation that's happening to our people? And, you know, now that I'm really trying to get behind, you know, a life-changing life campaign, you know, to talk about our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people working in the care and support sector, that's, for me, a way that we can stop that violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation. You know, it's one way where we can connect with each other and actually transfer those skills that we already have as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to, you know, work alongside other vulnerable members of our community that, you know, do want to work with someone from their own community. That's always going to break down barriers. It's going to make people feel more comfortable. And, you know, we already have that skill and that expertise, you know, that may be there to speak around language or even the nuances that we have in culture and community. So I did learn so much from the Royal Commission, but I even now I've transferred that over to my work at First Peoples Disability Network, but also just as a community member working with, you know, mob in our community, it's really important. But yeah, look, I've been pretty lucky to be able to travel the country and speak with lots of people with disabilities and hear their stories.
And I have to remind our listeners that the care sector includes aged care, disability and veterans support. And he said that it's one of the fastest growing sectors in Australia. And in many cases, these are jobs that one can do without even leaving community. And they can also learn on the job.
Definitely. You know, like my sister, she works in aged care and she really loves that. You know, she loves working with our elders and, you know, helping them through to that next stage in their lives. I'm working in disability. My brother has a disability and lots of our family members and community members, you know. So you can transfer lots of different skills that you have already, or if you've never worked in a sector and you think, what's going to be, you know, something that is that can give me lots of skills, can be rewarding. And yeah, you know, I think the care and support sector is the one, because it suits lots of different people, you know, job seekers. It suits young people, you know, looking for that kind of meaningful work. Professionals like myself who kind of have gone from another sector to this kind of work in the industry. So, you know, and even students kind of doing prac and wanting to work in this field. So there's lots of, like, different things you can learn. And like I said, I went from, like, you know, being a kinship and a youth worker to then moving into disability and working across that sector and moving now into disability full time. So it's really, it does intersect with a lot of other different sectors.
This is a national campaign, yeah?
Yeah, national campaign, just to really, you know, get our mob working and getting them to work in the sector, because we really don't have enough support workers, you know, in the care and community sector. We have a lot of people who, you know, do this work, but unfortunately not a lot of Indigenous people that are behind this and going into these roles that can work with our mobs. We just, you know, really want to see different people coming into the sector. Like, and it's not just support workers. You can be an advocate. You can do lots of different things. It's not just one thing. I think that's the greatest part about it.
And just to recap, the main takeaway message that you would like to put out there in a few words.
I think it's something that anyone that really likes helping somebody and really really wants to give back to their community, it's a great sector for you. You know, give it a go and you can build real relationships, you know, with people in your work and also community. And it's just a great sector to work in that's really flexible.
Carly Wallace, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.